grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Hello, we are joined by Chris over the phone waves.
Over the modern technology. Kia ora, Millie, how are you?
Modern technology. I'm super good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, yeah, it's all happening down here on K Road.
Oh, damn. Good stuff.
Hey, that's enough of that chit-chat because there's very important things going on in the world out there.
There actually is.
And that is leaving the marijuana media news. Sorry, I just had a piece of office equipment fall on.
Oh, no.
The Kamala Harris, the Democratic nominee for president in America, has nominated in what's been called a historic first. Tim Walz of Minnesota, governor, and why it's historic is this is both candidates on the ticket are full legalizers.
Wow.
And that's never happened before. In fact, just having Kamala Harris being the presidential nominee, we haven't had one expressly say they're fully into legalizing and ending federal cannabis prohibition. You know, that hasn't been seen by a candidate before.
That's insane.
That's pretty incredible, eh? That, you know, how things are moving over there.
That is so incredible.
Yeah. And just to give you a bit of a background about what he's been up to in Minnesota, Governor Tim Walz, he was in the Senate before he became governor. They, of course, have a legal cannabis now over in Minnesota. It's kind of a conservative, sort of middle-of-the-road kind of state that kind of surprises people that they passed their legalization law. But it was in, you know, no small part to this guy, Tim Walz. He really shifted through the legislation that really set it up. And then when it all happened, he signed it into law when he was governor. He's also decriminalized paraphernalia, put in another law for safe consumption sites, a psychedelics task force.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's really, you know, going there, and then they've found that their social equity provision, this is just going on right now in Minnesota, they've been able to grow at home for a year now, and so people are already reaping the benefits of that in terms of, you know, being able to exit the illicit market and provide for themselves in their basement or back garden. But legalization in terms of the shops is just sort of happening now. Mm. And what they found, because they did so well at wiping people's records and diverting people from the criminal justice system, doing this thing called expungement, where you wipe all the records, and they've done all that, and now people can't prove or are having difficulty proving that they were harmed by the drug war in order to then, you know, get to the front of the queue under the social equity provisions. Because what they tend to do is you not only clean up the harms you've done by things through expungement of records, but then you also give people a head start. The people who've been most affected get, you know, a few licenses allocated to them or get to the front of the queue with some temporary licenses and things like that. But if your records have been wiped, then it's kind of a catch-22. So they're fixing that now. It's kind of interesting that he's working on that right now, old Tim Walz, as well as vice president nominee or whatever. This contrast, just to, and of course, just to put a caveat on Kamala Harris, because she did, there was stuff out there saying that she was a prosecutor in California. She wasn't a believer in legalization back then, and scornful of it, in fact, and went on a bit of a journey. And so now she's a full legalizer in the prohibition thing. Meanwhile, Trump, you can't really say what the hell he believes in, really, but probably state rights is his thing,
yeah.
State rights. Probably the only thing you could really say. And that's what people kind of think about as running mate, J.D. Vance, that he's probably into that. But he did vote against some legislation recently, some banking stuff that would have sorted out the federal states there. He's also argued for increased enforcement in the legal states. He complains about the smell of cannabis, that it offends him.
Oh.
And he thinks that cannabis leads to violence.
Okay.
There you go.
He's got some interesting views. So, I mean, do you think this will go in favour? I mean, Kamala is quite popular at the moment, from what I've heard.
Yes, it seems like she's, completely caught up in terms of that poll gap. And, you know, probably with that momentum and saying sensible things like this that just sort of appeal to most people, whatever. I think just based on this alone, it'll be no secret who I would be voting for.
Exactly. If only we could vote in that US election. But that's great news. So it seems to be, I don't know, I guess a lot of America already is legal, right?
Yeah, that's right. 24 states plus Washington, D.C., and then included in that is places dotted around the Pacific, like Guam and the Marianas Islands and things. Mm. So it's all amazing over there.
Right.
Closer to home, in Australia, where kind of maybe our prospects of reform seem to be pegged, post-referendum, a lot of politicians here kind of too scared, too put off to kind of do anything. Kind of saying, oh, when Australia does it, then of course we will. Well, turns out, so the Greens over in Australia have a bill in their federal parliament, but they don't have the numbers yet. But meanwhile, former Green MP who defected to the legalised cannabis party, just let that sink in, the Green MP who defected to the legalised cannabis party, and he's now senator in the New South Wales Senate. This is Jeremy Buckingham. So he's got them to do a cannabis inquiry. It's happening right now. He's the chair of it.
Wow.
And this was actually reported in the Otago Daily Times here, so which is cool. I haven't seen it in the Herald or anything, but Otago Daily Times, they reported the top prosecutor of New South Wales appeared before them, Nicholas Chowdhury SC.
Mm-hmm.
He says the criminal justice framework is ill-equipped to deal with drug use. My mood-altering drug use is human right.
And, I like
that. Yeah, people who feel the need to take mood-altering substances should be able to do so. And so forth. And this is the Director of Public Prosecutions for New South Wales. So that's pretty incredible stuff.
That is incredible stuff. I mean, and that's an angle not often taken, but very hard to argue, you know, with mood-altering drugs being a human right to access them. Yeah, it's one you don't hear often, but it's a really strong case in point.
Medical associations, the GPs and the psychiatrists, they were also into decrim. They testified to the committee. And great timing as well. American College of Physicians this week.
Here you go.
160,000 hospital doctors called for decriminalisation involving the personal possession of cannabis.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
150,000.
And they're probably keeping up with the research, as we do.
Of course.
Which is, there was a study that came out.
Are you there, Chris?
Following cannabis use. This was Florida Gulf University. They had an actual cannabis to take home. They evaluated data from 9,966 sessions.
Oh, wow. Okay, so this is a massive study.
That's the kind of study we should do here. We need to evaluate, you know, 10,000 sessions for that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, but that's great. It showed, you know, people, this was self-reported through an app following their cannabis use, showing reductions in that. That was good. Another buster this week too. This was federal data in the USA, and as you just said, right, half the country there is legalized in the last 10 years alone.
Yeah.
I was there actually 2013, the day it became legal in Colorado.
Oh wow! Monumental.
No increase in rates of marijuana use among youth over the past decade. So,
incredible.
Yeah, that of course is what they all say, the old dope dairy that the NOPAs put into everyone's letterbox in that referendum, alleging that thing at the dairy.
All the kids.
But, you know, you look at the actual real world, and production and use, or no change in those underage, an increase in people who can consume it legally.
Yes, yeah, and a massive increase in that 50 to 60-year-old age range, right?
Yeah. The boomers, exes, who were like coming back to their 18s.
Yeah. People who are realizing that it can help them with, you know, the side effects of getting older.
Yeah. It doesn't necessarily help everyone, but if other things aren't helping, then it's something, you know, the toolbox. Which brings me to tomorrow, which access cannabis doctors back in the hemp store, so it's a drop in service 12 to 4.
Nice.
And don't read anything into that time, by the way. That's purely coincidental. But five to Saturday, it's 12 to 4. It's just a drop in, so no appointment. You just come on in. You might have to wait 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And away you go. And very community-minded doctors who are very keen to help people go legal and access medicine, if it'll work for them. Yeah. And go. And also tomorrow's a big day. You can come in here and get your prescription once you talk to the doctor and suitable. And around here, Beresford's back at the hemp store. People might know a building called Hope Town.
I know Hope Town now for years.
It's not cool, but well, a cannabis museum has rebranded it or renamed it the Greenhouse.
Oh my gosh.
And they're saying this is going to be the epicenter of Auckland's cannabis culture. So they've got the museum in there. They're getting a clinic running called the Cannabis Clinic with doctors on site, and a little social club for patients, a little private area, and so forth. And good information all the place. Grand opening tomorrow. I think it's around 3, but it might be 4:20. But maybe it's going to be Chloe Swarbrick is doing the grand opening.
Oh my gosh.
So come on in, probably 4:20 is a good time, for the grand opening with Chloe Swarbrick. And that's Beresford Square, and when your rail link opens next year or whatever it'll be, it's literally right outside the door.
Wow. Yeah. So, I mean, that's incredible. The Hope Town Alpha's always been one of my favourite venues in Auckland. So it's becoming, you know, the greenhouse.
That's right.
That is great news.
Sign of the times. And you know, with K Road here with us, with Ian, and the associated friendly culture that you find here, you know, this is the place to be.
Oh, I love it. That is fantastic. Oh, super great news. So head along to that, listeners. That's tomorrow, sometime in the afternoon, probably 4:20. Right?
Probably. It goes through till the evening as well, but I'm picking that to be a good start time.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Check their Insta or something. I'm just not sure of the exact ribbon cutting or joint sparking by Chloe. I'm not sure. Surely she's not going to spark a joint, but that would be the appropriate way to opening. I'm just saying that would be the appropriate way. But,
I'd say so. I'd say so. Anything else coming up?
Well, Jada is right just before Christmas or whatever. It's December, Saturday, 7th, and Canaposium is a medical symposium at the Great Lakes Free Hotel next month.
Nice. Okay. All right. Well, plenty of things for people to go and do and see. And plenty of great news this week, Chris.
Yeah. Well, I thought last week was a bit dreary, eh? That's how it goes. We had all the good news.
Flip the script. Yeah. And then go and get your script tomorrow at the hemp store.
But it is so good helping people go legal,
you know?
And it's not a front or a sham or anything like that, but it's just, you know, as you get older, often people don't even realise that they're using it medically. But, you know, that's what the law's for, is to help people go legal and stop being illicit. So why wouldn't you take up the opportunity?
Why wouldn't you?
In terms of people thinking that, you know, it's difficult or expensive, well, again, that's just myths from the past.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Chris, and shout out to the hemp store. Thanks for holding it down out there.
Right on. Cheers, mate.
Cheers, Chris.
See ya.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with Mary Jane.